Fly on the Wall, Season 2, Episode 3. Dan, great to be back in the studio. We're back.
We're back here, in here.
In the fancy one.
Now, last week it was because it was out of necessity, wasn't it? You were here late and you weren't going to make it home. So we had to move the scheduled session to your work and we kind of liked it.
Well, we're usually sitting on a couch and people have made comment. You guys look more comfortable on the couch, which is...
You certainly look fatter. Double chins, things like that start creeping in.
Absolutely.
Here, because we're standing, you eliminate that.
Slender, fitter looking podcast host.
Duo.
Dan, I believe you've got something in the way of public toilets.
Public toilets, Tim. I was in one the other day and spent a little time in there. And I got thinking, and I'll run something past you.
And I've got a rule. I'm excited. I haven't had a rule this season.
So no,
this is
haven't.
My first rule back.
Back in the rule book.
Season 2.
Okay.
I think a lot of people who work in offices, busy offices, are really going to love this
one.
Yeah, it's something that's really grinding.
Well, we know a lot of people listen while they're at work, so
they
that's
do.
Perfect fit.
Dan, let's get the show started.
Alrighty. So, Tim, here's something. I'm at the dinner table the other night, and I work a lot of night shifts, so I don't get to have dinner at home a lot anymore. So when I am home, I can eat with, you know, the family, sit around.
Special.
It is special, and I think it's something Mum and Dad are aware of. They're like, oh, this is nice. Got all the kids here.
Yeah. It's really rare as well in this day and age to have a family sit around a dinner table, Dan, and just share a meal.
Yeah, it's
a lot
so
of kids
rare.
Are on their phones, people are watching television. I mean...
It's lovely.
Yeah.
It is. It's lovely, but something crept up that I thought, oh, I wouldn't mind addressing that with them. Oh, you know what? I feel like I can't. I've been eating dinner with my family, obviously, on and off. I've got dinner experience with them for my whole life.
A lot of experience.
Yeah.
A big resume filled with dinners.
Yep. So, including all of us, at least 15 years. I mean, probably more.
Has this something that has niggled you for those 15 years, or is this something that's just come to your attention now about dinners?
No, it's only just come to my attention now.
Wow.
However, I'm afraid that it might appear, if I am to address it, that it has niggled me for all these years, and therefore I've been annoyed with this person for so long that I might hurt their feelings.
What is this thing?
If I was to just say, hey, sorry, can you chew with your mouth closed?
Oh, someone's a loud chewer. In the family.
Someone's a smacker, an open mouth.
Oh.
So, you know, not the whole meal, but occasionally the mouth slips open. And am I alone in thinking that's annoying? And it's a little bit off-putting.
It's definitely annoying, but what I'm surprised by is that in 15 years, you've never noticed this. It's only really started coming to your attention now.
Well, it's hard to tell if it's my fault from not picking up on it earlier, or if it's something that's come from laziness over years of eating for this person.
So it's maybe their body's changed.
Maybe.
And the way that they choose changed because, is it one of your parents? Is it?
Look, it's Mum's chewing.
Oh, Mum.
It's Mum as well. So it's a, you know, she's a well-kept woman. She's very...
She will be horrified.
I know.
Auntie Simone.
I know.
You've come on here... And you're talking about her chewing not a very polite way.
No. But that's the thing. I thought, better I address it here than at the dinner table. Less confrontation at the dinner table. And now she can find out through the podcast. Thoughts on that?
Okay. Yeah, interesting. I don't know how that'll go down with Auntie Simone. So you're saying that for 15 years, you've sat down at the dinner table with your family and you've never noticed that your mum has a bit of a lazy chew, like a bit of a open mouth chew.
As I said, I think it's new.
You think it's new?
I think it's new.
It's going to be an awkward dinner tonight. Dan, I've got a little bit of a beef. Pardon the pun, because I am talking about food.
Fantastic. I hoped you were.
You and I have a pretty big sweet tooth, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, if you were to go sweet or savory, I mean... We're always leaning towards the sweet, you know, custard, chocolate.
The creamy sweets.
Yeah, it is.
That's got us written all over
delicate,
it, doesn't it?
Delicacy.
A delicacy. They certainly They certainly are. Dan, and every now and again we do. We enjoy our treats, as do many people around the world. It's okay to have a little bit. It's moderation. Everything in moderation.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's good to have a balanced lifestyle.
Yeah. If you're going to go down to the bakery and have a vanilla slice or a custard tart, one of my favourites.
Vanilla slice, yeah.
You can have one of those every day. Absolutely, that's going to have an effect on you. You might,
of course, put on some weight. It'd be irresponsible to eat that much.
It would. So why then are people about to? I'm about to bring you some news because people who do eat that stuff in moderation, they're about to be punished, Dan. Okay.
By law.
By the companies.
Oh.
By the government. Actually, the government.
Oh, I not need the companies. The government.
I need to read the article properly.
Yes.
Okay, so health experts say,
it's
time for junk foods to carry graphic warnings, similar to cigarette packets, to combat the obesity epidemic.
Okay.
Right.
So, I mean, straight away you start wondering what could be on there. I mean, is there any examples?
Yeah, there are. You know, a human heart covered in yellowish fat. You know, you've gone down to get a block of chocolate and there's a decaying heart on the front there going, you sure you want this block of chocky? Well, you probably wouldn't, would you? But there's nothing wrong. What I'm here to say is there's nothing wrong with having a little treat every now and again. Just because some people like to indulge a little too much doesn't mean the rest of us have to suffer for it. Do you know what I mean?
Sounds like you and Emma had a little chat about this.
We might have.
Yeah, she's making you feel bad about your little diet there.
She reckons it's a great idea to put. She reckons it would help me with my problem.
So this is a you issue. Yeah. So, Tim, all right, let's go down the path. I went off the top. Now, public toilet the other day.
You were in the public toilet and you had a thought, is what you said.
I did. Yeah. I had a thought. Yeah. Now, I personally like to kill a little bit of time in the toilet.
We all do.
You know, if you're going in for a number two, you take an extra... You take your time, don't you?
Well, I don't think it's... I think it's unhealthy
to
rush.
You'd hate to rush it. To rush it.
Absolutely.
You're on your phone, you're flicking around, and before you know it, 10, 15 minutes can pass. And you start thinking, okay, I should probably move out of here.
Yeah, especially if it is a situation where the toilet's at work.
Yes.
People start asking questions.
Yes.
There's only so many excuses you can come up with. There's only so many meetings, pretend meetings. You can say, I was at the digital planning of those meetings.
Because you do. You feel the need. It's a little bit embarrassing for some reason to be doing a number two.
It's a natural human thing.
It is. So here's my thing. In public toilets where there is... a high foot traffic, high turnover of cubicle use.
Yeah.
I feel like I started feeling a little greedy. I'm like, should I maybe only be allotting myself a certain amount of time? Should we all be allowed a certain amount of time to get in, do our business in order for the next person to have a nice seamless transition into the cubicle after us? Because at the end of the day, we might not be the only ones that need to go and use that bathroom.
So like a time limit.
Yeah, I mean, what is the time limit for a number two? Because we all know a number one, very quick. You can be in and out.
Yeah, sure.
In and out. Yeah. Number two, what is an acceptable time limit when using a public bathroom in order to not slow down somebody else's bowel movement?
Right. Well, as I said before,
I don't think
it should be rushed.
No.
But there is a difference between rushing and... You're taking much too long here.
Checking Instagram, Facebook, all
the things that need to happen.
Yeah.
But are you suggesting that we should have like timers on the doors or maybe a bathroom attendant could come back? Maybe there is a guy in there who is the bathroom timer who does the old...
Yep.
I don't know if you heard that. I knocked.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that. That's what I was thinking because let's be honest, the bathroom attendant, the person that would in the past, you know, provide you a little aftershave, a little bit of a hand towel, it was seen as a little bit redundant, wasn't it? And I think they've transitioned them out. What I'm saying is
bring
them back. We've got a new little dot point for the job description and suddenly, not a waste of money.
Official poo timer.
Yeah. So I'm thinking... let's look into adding that to the payroll, whether it be council, workplaces, schools, everywhere. I mean, in the schools, probably have a minor, some sort of a hall monitor.
Not sure how many people will apply for that job, Dan, but good luck.
Not a bad point, though.
Dan, I've done something that I'm not proud of.
Good. Very good. These excite me.
I got called out as well, and I got busted as well.
So okay, where were you? Set the scene.
It's all come undone. Well, it really has.
What environment are we talking about here? Who?
It's got to do with Emma, my girlfriend. Okay, she's busted me.
Yeah.
And it got dragged through my workplace as well.
Oh.
My name's been sort of taken through the mud.
It's been smeared.
I've been labelled, hung, drawn, corded, just everything.
Labelled as what?
It's awful. A serial re-gifter is what I've been labelled. And I've got a smile on my face, but I'm not proud. I'm not proud of it. So,
here's the thing. I just want to quickly point out, we've spoken about re-gifting on the podcast before. So you've probably made this harder on yourself because people are aware of it. People are looking to you for re-gifting.
Yeah, they do. They look at me now and because of this incident as well, they've gone, re-gifter. That's Tim, the re-gifter.
Walk me through the incident.
So
what happened?
The part that is playing up in my mind is that I still sit here and although I'm a guilty man and I know that it's not great, I still don't think I've done anything that bad. And I'll tell you the story just for some clarification because I just feel like anyone else would have done this as well.
I've got so many questions, yeah.
So at work, we did something nice for someone and they delivered flowers to the team, right?
And I think I know where this is going.
Right? Hear me out.
Okay.
So the flowers were delivered. The card was there. All of our names were on the card, including mine.
Yeah.
Everyone else had left for the day. I was the only one at work. The flowers were there. Okay? So I've gone, these flowers. And it was a Friday, Dan. That's an important point. It was a Friday.
Because they weren't going to be good come Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So the flowers are there. And I've looked around and gone, no one can enjoy these, you know, because they've all gone home. So, of course, I'm the only one left. So, you know what? Yeah, I will. I'll take it home. What happened next? Sure. Maybe I shouldn't have done. But I took the flowers home and I put them in a vase. I cut off the bottoms, you know, like what you do. Put it in a vase and I presented it nicely. Can you hold yourself together?
Sorry, I know where it's going.
Put it in a vase and Emma came through the door and she said, oh my gosh, like that's amazing. And I'm sorry, but I just, in that moment, I just thought, I'm not going to tell the whole story. I'll just say, you're welcome.
Oh my God.
She said, where did you get these? These are amazing. I said, stop by the florist on the way home. Look.
Okay.
Now.
Everyone's wondering probably why I'm laughing so much. I'm jumping in here because this is too good. You let this go far enough with your girlfriend, Emma, that she had time to put up a post on Instagram saying, what an amazing boyfriend I have.
Yes,
and you let that go.
Yes. I mean, as when she was posting it, I was kind of standing there going, people are going to see. So I tried to get in there, but it was too hard. The easiest thing for me to do was to go, stop by the florist, got those for you. But then, of course, everyone found out because Emma, I mean, so this is why social media needs to go down because you get busted when you don't need to be.
Someone from work saw it.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm very happy.
Not happy.
All right. Coming off the back of that, I'm still trying to catch my breath.
Yes,
that was
all very funny.
Very, very funny. Very.
I'm a good boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Obviously. You re-gift to your girlfriend.
Okay. Move on.
Okay. Here we go. So a group of us were out for dinner the other night and we're sitting there. Oh, it was actually with some of the cousins. You weren't there.
Oh, thanks for the invitation.
No. You were invited. You couldn't come.
Okay.
Like maybe you weren't invited. But
don't remember getting invited.
Okay. Anyway, pushing.
I'm going to be taking it further. After
your
finish.
Brother organized it. Anyway, so we're all at dinner and it was lovely. Lovely.
Yep.
Now, you're sort of the same as me and this group was the same. When you've had your meal, you still like to sit around for a bit, maybe grab another drink and, chit-chat, catch up. And that's what we were doing. We're all sitting around. We'd finished our meals. All of our mains were getting cleared. But just quickly wanted to point out that one thing got cleared that I felt shouldn't have been cleared.
Oh.
There was a side chips still on the table.
How many chips?
Quarter of a bowl.
No.
Yeah.
And it got cleared.
Got cleared.
That's dismissible.
See, that's what I wanted to talk about. I wasn't sure because it's an uncomfortable thing to be like, excuse me, sorry, we're not done with that. No one ever wants to say, for some reason, I'm still going. If somebody comes up and goes to confidently clear your plate, you often just let it go. Am I right in saying that? Or do you always put your hand up?
I usually go, woo. Not like that, in a more polite way. But a quarter of a bowl of chips, no, you can't be taking that away.
Well,
that screams of, I'm a hungry waiter. I need some food.
You reckon? Well, that's what I was wondering. I'm trying to work out what the mindset is behind these waiters when clearing that. I mean, there's still food on the table. Why on earth would you clear something that's not done?
What was your body language? Like, were all of you sort of sitting back in your chairs, having a jolly, drinking?
We were sitting back.
The food
was sort of cleared
to the center of the table, a bit away. Well, then that's different.
Okay, is that different? Because are we not entitled to just relax and leisurely? I mean, a chip isn't something you have to be forward, knife and fork in hand.
No,
you can lean forward, grab a chip, lay back. You know, there's different food that require different body language. I can understand a main meal, a steak, you know.
It's a lot of thought.
Deep thought. What do you think? So you think it's come down to the body language being displayed at the table?
I think it might. I've worked in hospitality before. Might have been a case of, we need this table, guys. You need to move along. Was it a bar / restaurant?
It was.
Very busy usually.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get numbers through onto the table. So maybe it was a case of, this is me telling you need to leave this table.
Yeah.
But also, one of you probably should have had the chips in front of you, because having it in the center of the table just goes, it's all sort of done there.
I would argue that having it in the middle of the table implies this is up for a good home.
Mm.
So any one of these five people could at any point reach forward and grab a chip.
This is true.
That's true. I mean, another little does it change things if I tell you they were loaded fries?
It definitely does, because you spend extra on
extra
those.
Money.
I mean, we could record for an hour about this, but we won't. Dan, we work in the same building.
Yep.
And we work in different departments.
Mm.
Your department at the moment is going through a bit of a rebranding thing.
Yep. Yeah, everyone's excited. Everyone's on board. And it's requiring some changes.
A lot of changes.
Mm.
Changes that I'm surprised by.
Okay.
So you guys do don a uniform when you work.
Yep.
You have cars that are labelled with the company's name on it. So you are sort of the face of the company.
Yeah, out and about.
Promoting. And it came across my attention. I sort of was just sort of talking around, because I do like to check in.
You do.
On what you're doing.
Especially given my start in this job. I got off to a rocky one, and so Tim likes to touch base, make sure I'm...
Car accident, late for work.
Yep, speeding fine.
Speeding fine.
Whatever.
Just a couple.
Couple things.
Dan, it's come to my attention that the team have rebranded themselves, and they're actually coming up with nicknames for everyone. Because... I have heard it.
Mm.
Because you guys are getting jackets... And you're going to have the nicknames, nicknames on the back.
Yeah, very cool.
They're compiling a list of nicknames, and they're wanting to hear everyone's. And I just thought, what a great opportunity for myself and the Fly on the Wall family to just get across your nicknames that you've submitted for yourself. Because I believe you had to submit five options.
Yes.
We don't have to do all five today, but we'd love to hear some of the nicknames that you've put forward.
Okay.
Can you... run us through a couple?
So, look, it's been a tough one to try and work out, because everyone's sort of had different interpretations as to, you know, the criteria. What are they looking for? What do they want? Thought I'd point out early on, was unsuccessful in my first round of submissions.
Oh, so someone is approving them?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Very good. Okay,
so that was it's hurtful to hear some of your babies that you put forward. As you know, potential. This is the new me. This is my identity now.
Well, I love the idea of people coming up with their own nicknames.
Yep.
And I'm interested to know what you put forward.
Cool.
Because these are I think that when we all hear these, these are going to be names that Dan's probably been thinking about for the first 25 years of his life, and going, I hope someone comes up with one of these and starts calling me it.
Well, you know,
I'd love this nickname to take off.
You know, always wanted to be a superhero, someone with an identity and. Whatever they call it, an alias.
Yeah, nicknames, let's go.
Yeah, okay.
What are they?
First one that didn't get through was Pilot. Should I say Pilot?
Oh, yeah, they all have to be Pilot names, by the way. They're Pilot call signs. Pilot.
Pilot Oak was the first one I went
with. Okay, I don't actually mind that because your last name's O'Kelly.
Yeah, so like I went with something for my name and I thought that was shut down real quick. Okay. Next one, Pilot Hawkeye, thought was pretty cool.
Yep. Is Hawkeye a superhero?
He is. In the Avengers.
Okay. I feel like there was a spoiler in that answer, but keep going.
No. next one was Pilot Cat. Now, I just thought, you know, fierce, out on the streets, prowling the streets. Again, shut down pretty quick.
Yeah.
What's that? I think that's three. We've gone through. Yeah, this one was...
Let's do one more.
Yeah. Pilot Frog Leap. Now, the one I did that was because another guy did a fish one, and I thought, okay, we're going water-based animals.
Pilot Frog Leap. So which one of these did you want to actually take off?
Hawkeye, because of the superhero.
Okay, because you will now officially be known on this podcast as Hawkeye. Okay? Happy with that?
Oh, I got one through.
Good, Hawkeye.
Thank you, mate. Very cool. Okay, Timmy. Just dropped out.
Interesting.
Hey? Just dropped out. I'm not sure. Yeah. Anyway, all this nickname talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm in a takeaway restaurant the other day, right?
Yes.
Now, by takeaway restaurant, I mean like it was an Indian restaurant where we were. Oh. So, while it can be takeaway, it's also nice to dine in at.
Just quietly, Indian's one of the greatest cuisines.
I think so,
too.
There's
some really underrated dishes in the Indian cuisine.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, me. I
sorry.
No, that's fine.
Just started thinking about Indian food. Yeah. Might get some.
So, I'm in there, and it is nice in there. What they've done in this restaurant, nice decor.
Yes.
Decor. Yeah.
Hitting some wordles today. Is Dan.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Yes, I am. All right, so I'm in there and I'm sitting with, I'm actually with my parents at this point.
Great.
And I actually should say it was Mother's Day. There you go. So that's why we're out for dinner. And while sitting there, I noticed takeaway orders coming in and out. You know, people coming in, picking up takeaway, straight back out. Mm. And I wanted to just use this platform as a chance to reach out to everyone.
Mm.
And just say, guys, let's take a second before we go to pick up our takeaway to take into account, to consider what we're wearing. Now, not for us, but for those dining in.
Great point. Because the dining experience is a really important one, Dan. There's a lot of things that add to it. Mm. Like you said, the decor.
Yeah.
The music.
Yes. The lighting.
The lighting.
So
the smells. If people are walking into the restaurant... and they're wearing their pajamas, it will interfere with your Rogan Josh.
Correct, it will. I didn't expect that to be your favourite. No, but it does. I found that I was sitting there in a shirt, you know, some nice pants, and we're all spruced up. Everyone in there is. And then in comes, you know, George, the guy from up the street, hoodie.
No effort.
Ugg boots and trackies.
George.
And you start thinking, oh, am I overdressed? We shouldn't have to feel overdressed when we're out for dinner.
No.
Okay? So, bare minimum, throw on some jeans. That's all I ask.
I absolutely agree.
Thank you.
For the sake of the people who are paying top dollar to dine and listen to their mum, who's a very loud chewer on Mother's Day, enjoy Indian, dress up.
I'm in so much trouble. Tim?
Dan?
It's time for... Tim and Dan's
rule book.
The book of rules. Tim and Dan.
Great.
Your first one for the new season.
Very exciting, Dan. And I've sort of been sitting on this one for a little while.
Okay, letting it marinate a little bit.
Yeah, because I sometimes find myself with these rules is a lot of people don't know this, but we take it very seriously.
Yeah,
don't we?
Yeah.
Because it's a big responsibility.
Uh-huh.
We can't just be throwing rules out,
reels,
willy-nilly,
because
these will be put in place.
Yeah, and you'd hate to bring a rule to the table that's purely based on maybe you're in a bad mood that day. So you've got to let it simmer, walk away from it, come back to it. If you still feel it's an issue, then we put it in the rule book.
Well, this rule, it's great you say that, Dan, because this rule,
the
crux of it resurfaces itself every single day, and that's why there needs to be a rule put in
place. Fantastic. All right.
Now, this rule... revolves around microwave usage in the workplace or
in a common
food space.
Fantastic. There's going to be so many people in their workplaces listening to this episode. They're going to be so thrilled with what we've covered today.
I feel like a massive sigh of relief.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God someone's about to just take this microwave world off our shoulders. Yeah.
Anyway.
What I want to say about the microwave is, Dan, everything takes a different amount of time to heat up, doesn't it? It depends what you bring in. Lasagna, layers.
Yep.
It takes a little
bit
more time.
People will sometimes bring in a frozen meal and put it in, you know.
That's lengthy. That's like a 5 minute.
Four or five minutes. Yep.
You know, you've got to make sure that meat's right.
Yeah.
Because if you're eating frozen, who wants to eat frozen
And
meat?
Rightfully so. You'd hate to get sick.
It's totally fine.
Yep.
But what happens is people microwaving things for different amounts of times, it throws off the lunch hour. It really does. You've got someone doing 2 minutes. You've got someone doing five. You've got someone doing three and then a four.
Yep.
It's chaos.
Okay.
And it needs to be more structured for the workplace to operate more effectively.
I feel like you've had an instance. Something occurred with you the other day.
There's always a line at the microwave at my workplace.
Yeah.
Always a line.
Yep, yep,
people
yep.
almost use their Tupperware containers as a line. They'll go back to their desk.
So I'll
put, is that your... That's your leftovers?
Yep.
Great. I'll put my Tupperware next to yours and then so on and so forth.
Okay.
Jill, you're after me. And that's what happens. You walk into the kitchen and there's a row of Tupperware containers. You go, well, this is a line, is it? Okay. Find myself here. And you have no idea.
How long? Yeah, because as you said, okay, very interesting. Now, I will just jump in quickly. You're approaching this from your standpoint of being somebody in line.
Yes.
I would also like to say that this rule, depending where you're taking it, could also benefit those using the microwave for these extended periods of time because you hate to be rushed and go, oh, I should let these people get in.
Yes.
You know what? It's lukewarm. I'll take it. You see what I mean? This is going to really cater to everybody.
If there's a rule that can be fair,
that
everyone's getting the same amount of time, then that works well.
Okay.
So, Dan, this is what I'm proposing.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Everyone gets the same amount of time.
Okay.
Once that time is up, if your food is not at the desirable heat temperature, then you must go to the end of the line and get back in it and go around.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, like that.
Yep.
And then you also know that's when I'll come back. Okay, 2, 4, 6, in 6 minutes' time, mine can go through again.
Now, okay, that's...
Might be some holes in it.
What I was going to ask is, if we're going to do this, does that mean we're going to allot quite a generous amount of time? You know, maybe 5 minutes per person, maybe 4 minutes per person, or is it going to be 2 minutes per person? Because let's be honest, Tim, 2 minutes, it could be...
It can. I have found that 2 minutes is
not enough.
It's a dangerous time.
Yeah. And I'd hate to poke too many holes through this, but we've got something else to consider here, the mix. So if we allot 4 minutes per person, does that time include, is that just microwave time? Is that beep, 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 set it to 4 minutes? And then once that time elapses, because I like to pull mine out and stir it.
Yeah.
Put it back in.
Okay, what I'm saying is allotted time. The time that you punch into the microwave is the exact same time for everyone. I was going to say 4.
Yeah.
So that people can do 2, pull it out, have a stir, quick stir, return it, 2 minutes.
Okay.
If you're eating something that cannot be heated up within 4 minutes, what are you eating? What are you doing? Because everything,
point.
I mean, and also take a good look at your microwave.
Yeah, okay. But, so it could come down to microwave. Okay. Mm.
So I'm going to say 4 minutes. Now, this is something we do together. It's collaborative. I understand that. So do you have any rebuttal to a 4 minute allotted time for everyone? By the way, this is just in busy moments. If the kitchen's empty... Do whatever you want. I'm talking about lunch hour here.
Yeah, okay. So we're talking probably between 12 and 2. That's when most people are going to eat.
Yep.
So just to confirm, what you're saying is the time,
it's
a tricky one. This is interesting.
There's a lot.
We're basing this off the microwave set time that you set. So the 4 minutes, once that time elapses. So it's not an overall, like when you're pausing it to pull it out and mix it. The clock doesn't keep running. It's just once that gets to zero.
It might take you 4 minutes and 30 seconds for the entirety of the
preparing your food. Okay, well, I feel pretty good with 4.
4? Happy
with
that?
Yeah, I think I am.
Okay.
Okay,
great.
The rule is,
in the lunch hour,
yes.
in a public lunch space where there is a microwave and it's busy, each person who needs to heat up food has an allotted time of 4 minutes for that food to be cooked. It can be divided into 1 minute blocks.
Yes.
2 minute blocks.
For a mix.
It could. You can do whatever you want with that 4 minutes, but you've got 4 minutes on the clock.
Yep. On the microwave clock.
I like it.
I like that a lot. That's going to be a lot of very happy people. We'll that saves a lot of time.
Yeah. That's another rule
in Tim and Dan's rule book. The book of rules. Tim and Dan. Got a little croaky.
I'm going to go put a sign up in the kitchen.
Cool.
Well, Dan, that brings us to the end of another episode, Fly on the Wall.
Another one done.
Season 2, episode
3. Yeah.
Right. Happy with that. Yeah, happy with that rule.
Very happy with that rule. And you know what? I think the important thing to note is we took our time with it. And we really did. So anyone that's not happy with it, do let us know. But also know we took it seriously.
We did take it seriously.
Yeah, it's for everyone.
Dan, next week, I'm worried about your reaction to this because I actually haven't told you off air.
What?
Well, not off air, but... I will not be here next week.
Oh, for God's sake, mate. Are you kidding?
No, I'm actually not.
Are you serious?
Yes. Because I'm getting my... I spoke about this the other
Jesus,
week.
Yeah.
So I'm getting my eyes lasered on Tuesday.
Oh.
And the whole week's been thrown out.
The big financial surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all very excited.
So next time you see me, I'm going to be able to see everything really clearly.
Or you could be blind, depending on who you are.
Let's not say that.
But you know.
Next week, episode will be missing.
Okay, so we won't have one next week, so we'll be back the following. Okay, can we, just to give the people something during that week while you're off.
Right.
Would you be opposed to me asking Em to just take a snap of you with your little bandages on?
Yeah, well, I'm sure she will do that.
Perfect.
She wants to get back at me for the re-gifting of the flowers.
Of course, the flowers.
Yeah. Dan, people can get in touch with us. We're very accessible on social media.
Yes. So we are. Instagram, Tim Dan Graham.
Yeah.
Facebook, search us, Tim and Dan. You'll find us there. What else are we on? Tim Dan Tweets. That's killing it.
Twitter.
Twitter. YouTube, search us Tim and Dan, hit the channel filter,
couple of loops.
It'll appear. But actually, not enough loops, apparently, because your dad has managed to find our YouTube channel.
Phil
James has come across it. Who would have thought? Because I thought it was too complex for anyone our age to find, let alone somebody that isn't as well-versed
in the
world of the internet,
If Phil can find Tim and Dan Fly on the Wall on YouTube,
anyone
you are in luck.
And I tell you what, if you haven't, go, because you'll see his dad's comment on the last episode. Very funny. I touched on how I feel like you maybe dodge my calls, or you don't answer my calls enough. He seems to feel the same, but about your mum.
Right.
I believe the actual comment was, try answering the phone when your mother calls. So,
again,
messages from the family.
Yeah, Dad, just bring it up with me in person.
Keep it on the socials.
Sure.
Love it. Very entertaining.
Dan, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Always.
Here with you again. See you next week. Oh, no. Goodbye.
See you next week.